Several years ago, I was taking a train trip, and I got to the train station, and I was looking for the big electric billboard, which was going to show which train was going to be on which track at which time. So I found the billboard, and it had flashing on the screen, no message. Kind of an odd thing for a billboard to be flashing, no message. But as I thought about it more, I said, you know, really, isn't that the world that we live in? Now, we have lots of information coming at us, lots of information coming at us in so many different ways. You can look at the TV, you can listen to the radio, you can get a message from there, you can look at your iPad, your smartphone, you can Twitter, you can tweet, you can have a Skype call, you can listen to Alexa or Siri, but there's no message. There's nothing about how you can live and be happy. Oh, they'll try to sell you something. They will maybe entertain you so you'll be distracted from what's really going on in life. They might have a celebrity news where you can watch somebody make themselves and other people miserable. But there's no message. There's nothing that helps you to be alive in all of that wall of information. So we have to look elsewhere than popular culture if we're going to get the message that's going to lead us to eternal life. And we know where to look. We know where to look. It's in the Word of God. And as the epistle said today, that Word of God is living and effective. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It can penetrate between bone and marrow, between soul and spirit. It can expose the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. Now that is a message. That's a message full of prudence and wisdom. The Word of God. Living and effective. So, if you want to know what you're supposed to do, you turn to the Word of God and you see there the commandments will show you how to live. If you're concerned about your finances, you turn to the Word of God and you find there that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If you're worried about your health, you turn to the Word of God and you find that there is a divine physician who made the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, and the blind to see. The Word of God can show the way better than any GPS. The Word of God lights your path better than a street lamp. The Word of God can bring you greater relief than Excedrin. When you find in the Word of God the message of love, it tells you what it means to really be alive. When you find in the Word of God something that can strengthen you so that none of the life storms can overwhelm. In the Word of God, you find there that wisdom which is more precious than anything we could have, precious and so great an extent that even gold seems like sand and silver like so much mire. However, that Word of God, we're told, is a two-edged sword. So we have that one edge which tells us how we're supposed to live, gives us wisdom, strength, direction. But that other edge is the cutting edge. And that cutting edge lets us know that there are things in our life that we need to get rid of. There are things in our life that we've accumulated that have weighed us down, that we bought into from this popular culture. And we have to cut those things out. Like that silver and gold that we heard about in the Old Testament lesson. That we live at a time where we're told you need more. You know, whatever you have, it's not enough. You got to have more. You got to have more money. You got to have more house. You got to have more car. You got to have more health. You got to have more years. You even got to have more hair. And the Word of God said, that's all nonsense. That's all nonsense. Look at the story today in the gospel where St. Mark tells us about this encounter between Jesus and the young man. We were told that this young man was rich, that he had more. But he found it was not working for him. He needed something else. He needed more even than what he had. So he went up to Jesus and he said, Can you give me some of that eternal gold? Can you give me some of that non-perishable silver? And Jesus said to him, more isn't better. Jesus said to him, it's not what you're accumulating, but what you're getting rid of that's going to make you happy. Go, sell what you have, give to the poor, come follow me. That's what's going to make you happy. He couldn't do it. He had so bought into the fact that he needed more stuff. He needed to hold on to what he had that he walked away. He missed the lesson that Jesus said. It's not about having. It's about giving. But that sword, we're told, where sword can cut through soul and spirit. Now you talk about a subtle cut. This word of God is so accurate. It can cut between soul and spirit. Look at that scene again. We're told that that rich young man knew the word of God, right? He said, oh yeah, I know the commandments, and I've kept them. I've kept the commandments. But see, he missed that subtle distinction that the Word of God makes. That distinction where we find out that we don't need another commandment, which is apparently what he was looking for. We don't need one more thing to do, and then we'll have it. Jesus invited this young man, we're told, to find a new way of living. He looked at him. This is such a beautiful way that St. Mark tells the story. Jesus looked at him and loved him. So all this rich young man had to do was let Jesus love him. That's all he had to do. And I think, church, that's the challenge that we all face today. The challenge that we face today is, how do we think about God? Do we think about God as someone who is sending us through a series of hoops so that we can get the bada bing, bada boom at the end? Or do we think about God who is someone who loves us? And all he asks is that we respond to that love. Jesus wants that rich young man to know. Don't try to fill yourself up, to make yourself happy, to get more than what you have. Let me love you and follow me and let God fill you up. Follow me in a life of service. Follow me in a life of forgiveness. Follow me in a life of compassion. Then God will fill you up. God will give you happiness. God will give you love. God will give you life. Life to the full. Amen.